at the end of their career, it's almost over. That the last boomer soon will retire, and that's, you know, the end of pensions after that. But up until this point, they've had it pretty creamy. Like the people that are retiring now, they still can maintain quite a nice life after 65. And it's like the most spoilt generation ever. And they're the last ones to realize that. They will call you spoilt for not working, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and all that. Whereas, you know, what kind of opportunities do you have as a young, especially white male in a white country nowadays, where you're literally competing with analphabetic Afghans for the same position, and the government is paying half their wages? Who do you think they're going to choose for, like, an ordinary industrial job, you know?
Yeah, and in many companies in Finland, they have so much international workers that the work language it's English, because a minority of the people speak Finnish on a daily basis.
Jesus.
So, yeah. So when the English is the official language in the company, you could just imagine how the boomer would survive in that kind of environment.
Not so much.
Well, I have internal or a real-time knowledge about that, and the boomer slash millennial wokeness is all over the place. But that's, you know, that's commonplace in all the Nordic countries, in the big cities where you have the big international corporations. They will have like the official company language is English. Like I think Ericsson also has, Nokia used to have at least in Finland, and most big international companies will actually have official company languages as English, even if they're in the Nordics.
Yeah, they are not anymore like huge Finnish semi publicly owned companies that most of the boomers were working for. They are nowadays big international companies. The main office is somewhere in the United States or outside of Europe in many cases. And they have their own like professional class of workers that comes abroad, that comes outside of Finland. So basically the only thing that somehow ties them to the Finnish soil, it's the physical appearance of the factory, but the profits are going outside of the country. Most of the workers are not Finnish, and the company headquarters is outside of Finland. It's completely different. And for those large, like economic superpowers, those companies, they can decide every day that we'll be move the jobs away from Finland because they don't have any ties to the country or not. Same thing in Sweden and in all European countries. And that's why it's those companies who say what kind of immigration policy we should follow. And I think it's the problem because there's not like true democracy, because it's those large companies and their lobbyist organizations that tells us how many cheap workers they need outside of Europe on the following years.